The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and find life burdensome, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord. We're anchored into a section in Matthew's Gospel these days. We'll have an exception tomorrow because Our Lady of Guadalupe. But we're reading from this section, chapter 11, this week in Matthew's Gospel. And we're there are various sayings of Jesus that are collected here by Matthew. Today, he speaks about the yoke. Now, in the Old Testament, especially during the exile, the yoke was considered a metaphor for servitude, the yoke of slavery, the people of Israel enslaved in Egypt. It was a servitude, it was demeaning, and it was a great, great burden for the people. It takes on a different meaning as we go along. So we wonder, Jesus speaking this to the Church of Matthew, and then what it means to us today. The yoke is a beam, a single beam, but there's a cross beam in it. It's the image of a cross. And what it did was it yoked together two oxen. It was a single beam and a cross beam, and two oxen were put together to carry a heavy load. So the notion of the beam and the yoke is the yoke of Jesus is that the Lord will walk with you. The Lord will carry your burdens, will share your cross. And if you look at chapter 11 especially here, you'll find that Jesus says, "You must take up your cross and follow me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." If you walk with Jesus and you're yoked with Jesus, it will not take away the cross. It will not reorganize your life, but it will give you an understanding of what's happening to you. It will, the sacrifice you have, the reversals you have, will take on a new meaning if you carry the yoke of Christ. So to be yoked to Jesus means we're going to walk in the presence of Jesus Christ. So whatever your journey is in life, whatever burdens you're carrying, if you're yoked to Jesus Christ, it will change your life. It's not keeping laws. Jesus is very resistant to the Pharisees and the domination of law. And we still have that. We still have people that say, if I keep all the laws, then I'll go to heaven. Jesus is speaking a different doctrine here. He's speaking about the doctrine of relationship, not law. If you walk in the presence and the power of Jesus Christ and you're yoked to Jesus Christ, you won't need laws. You live way beyond the law. The law is a minimum. You're going to walk far, far greater than the law requires. Keep that in mind as you journey through this day, that I'm walking in the presence of Jesus Christ. I am yoked to Christ. So whatever enters my life today, whomever I meet, I'm going to be conscious of the fact that I'm walking with Jesus Christ. And how will I respond? How will I understand what's happening? How will I begin to carry the burdens that I have? How am I called to bless people? The summons of this Word of God is to change our lives. Now, we're in the season of Advent, and John the Baptist goes out and he says, you must repent. Metanous, metanous. So we've talked about that before. Nous in Greek means mind, and meta means to change. Change your mind. Begin to understand your life in a new way. And when you're yoked to Christ, you will be empowered in a new way to make this day a holy day, a day of life, a day of gift, a day of blessing, even as you carry your burdens. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.